Church and Village, written by Prebendary Gillian Craig. It's my favourite of all months, May. Spring blossoms into early summer. The natural world is newly green, freshly clothed with life and promise and hope. A time of becoming and growth with no prospect of ending. June now for me and my dotage, too close to the turning back of the daylight and the shortening of the year. It's mirrored here in the Northern Hemisphere by how the church's year works. The glory of Easter resurrection, the promise that death and evil have been decisively overcome, seen off the stage by the promise of eternal life, is now secure, a joy to relish and bask in. The season of Alleluia, and we should never forget, as down the ages so many sour Christian preachers seem to have done, that Eastertide's rejoicing and celebration, a full 7 weeks until Pentecost or Whitsunday, is longer than the 6.5 weeks of Lent's austerity, denial and penitence. And this year the third strand is for most of us the most immediate, the reduction of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. We too, if the progress, current as I write, continues, can dare to emerge from our self-imposed isolation, begin to enjoy once more those most basic of human delights, pleasure in the company of others, eating, drinking and shopping. But it will not for all be an unalloyed dawn of bliss. The shadow of pandemic still hangs over far too many lives, deaths not properly marked, bereavements born without comfort, long COVID, key moments in the development of children missed, jobs evaporated, financial stability destroyed. We have at least suffered together, knowing that what we desperately missed, everyone desperately missed. As we emerge, blinking into the light of day, what we have lost may feel far, far more acute. May's renewal, a realisation of the depth of our heartbreak. We must be tender with one another, channels of whatever source of comfort we know.